Hello, it's the 26th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man described as a dangerous predator was jailed for 2.5 years. Andrew Jeffrey was arrested after trying to meet what he believed to be a 12-year-old girl for inappropriate relations. The person he was communicating with was in fact a police officer posing as the underage girl. During communications with the officer, Jeffrey sent sexually explicit messages and pictures and attempted to persuade the girl to come to his house. The investigation became more serious when he offered the girl drink and drugs so she could get high. Police executed a search warrant on Jeffrey's house 2 days later, and he was arrested and charged. Bedford Creative Arts is inviting local people to join in with a half-hour making and crafting session to learn new skills and share their work online. Their Make and Share campaign looks at the positive impact making things can have on people's well-being. See the show notes for a link. Bedford's Harper Trust charity announced there is no need for anyone in Bedford Borough to go hungry. During the current situation, the Harper Trust has been working with partners and stakeholders to support local grassroots projects to help alleviate hunger. Lucy Bardner, Director of Communications Programme, said, "There may well be people who are not yet aware of the support that is available to them, but we'd like to encourage anyone who is struggling to reach out for help." A father and son team will feature in a documentary as they renovate an old 1930s car into a land speed record breaker. The docu-series tells the story of the Flying Kestrel, and it is filmed at Santa Pod by a local production company. That's it from me. Have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday with your Bedford News updates.